Every day you live is a gift from God. And every one of those days is also a stewardship, because everything God places in your hands, you're responsible for and you're accountable to God for. You know, I'm afraid that far too much of our Christianity has been reserved for the church house. We've relegated Christ to His day. Now, there's no doubt I hold a deep conviction that Sunday, the first day of the week, is the Lord's day. But I want to remind you that every day is a Lord's day. Psalm 118:24 said, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." This day is the Lord's day. And every day we're to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Christian life is not lived one day a week. It's lived every day. Walking with Christ is not an event. It's a way of life. We're all on the journey. And the only way to truly enjoy the journey is to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ every day. I'm beginning a brand new series of podcasts today, a brand new episode series. I hope you'll pay attention to every one. I hope you'll listen to them, and I hope you'll pass them along to someone else. We're titling it The Daily Christian Life. And I hope this will get deeply in your heart. The Christian life is not lived on Sunday. It's not lived just on special days or the days that are very public. The Christian life is a matter of daily things. As a matter of fact, Scripture reveals a host of daily truths for the child of God. There are principles and there are promises that should be considered every day if we're going to please the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, on our first day together in this study, I want to begin where God begins, which is in the book of Exodus. Now, certainly there are truths in the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, for daily walk. But I begin in the book of Exodus because this is the first place in our Bible where you find the little word daily. Remember, we're talking about the daily Christian life. A.T. Pearson was a great Bible teacher of another generation. And A.T. Pearson used to talk about studying the Bible by the law of first mention. In other words, the first time something is mentioned on the pages of Holy Scripture, it bears great significance. It's the first time God used that particular word to reveal something about Himself or about His desire for us. And so the first mention of something sets a precedent. It lays a foundation upon which the rest of Scripture builds. Well, the first time you find the little word daily found in our Bible is in Exodus. As a matter of fact, in two different chapters in Exodus, and I want you to see them both today. The first is in Exodus chapter 5. Now, the setting in Exodus chapter 5 is not a good one, and maybe you're not having a good day today. Maybe you're thinking, boy, this is pretty difficult what I'm dealing with right now. Well, I want to tell you that God's first word about the daily life in God is in the context of struggle and stress and strain, because the children of Israel are in persecution. They're in bondage in Egypt. And you'll remember they were being required to work as slaves. They were building pyramids and so many other things for Pharaoh at this particular time in history. I've been in that part of the world and seen the pyramids and so many of the gigantic structures that were built at this period of time. It's an amazing thing. And yet, in the midst of all of that, they were required to do it without the provision that was necessary. Let me just read to you from Exodus chapter 5 and verse number 13. The Bible says, "And the taskmasters hasted them, saying, Fulfill your works, your daily task, as when there was straw." Now remember, they've taken the necessary tools away. They've taken the straw away and said, keep producing. In verse 19, "And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in evil case, after it was said, Ye shall not minish aught from your bricks of your daily task." There it is again. And so the first time the word daily is used in Scripture, it's a reminder that there are daily burdens to be borne. Today, you will have burdens. You'll have things that may be very difficult, hard to carry, hard to face and to deal with. We all have our daily task. And not only are there daily burdens, but there are also daily work to be done. This was just work. It was task. And today, you're going out to face your day's work. And maybe you think, well, this work is not very significant. Oh, my friend, everything done to the glory of God is significant. All ground is holy ground for the children of God. There's no separation of the spiritual and the secular for a Christian. It is all the Lord's. We are the Lord's. And so here are God's people dealing with their daily burdens. their daily requirements, the things that come upon all of us day after day. But now wait a minute, the word daily is used one other place in the very same book. After they've come out of Egypt, in Exodus chapter 16 and verse number 4, the Bible says, "Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily." There's that word again. Now we're comparing Scripture with Scripture, same book of the Bible, inspired of the Holy Spirit, the record of God's people. The first time the word daily is mentioned, it is a reminder of daily burdens. But the second time that we find it in Exodus 15, it's a reminder of daily blessings. You see, not only are there struggles today, but there is sufficiency for that struggle. And not only will there be trials today, but the Lord's grace is yours for that trial. As certainly as you're going to be called on to do hard things and to deal with hard things today and carry heavy loads, God says, "My grace is sufficient for thee." You see, the Lord's provision is always more than enough. He said in another place to one of His servants, "As thy days, so shall thy strength be." So perhaps you're feeling weak or weary or worn down today. Claim this truth from God. The Lord sends fresh manna from heaven. Remember, Jesus is our bread of life. He is perpetually fresh, new every morning, more than you need. And today, this day, you can gather from Him all of the strength and resources you need for the task required of you this day. Sometimes people say when they're tired, "I need a moment to gather myself." Friend, as believers, we have something better than gathering ourselves. We are able to gather resources and strength and enabling from the Lord who never grows weary. I hope you'll walk with us on this journey dealing with the daily Christian life, but begin today. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.